So I think it's about time we have a conversation about the new liberals in town. So there's this group of people, they call themselves conservative, and they're really not. You know, they might have conservative political opinions, they might like Donald Trump, they might vote for Donald Trump even. But in reality, they really are not conservative. So in case you're curious how that's even possible, it's quite simple, really. So conservatism isn't really a political belief. Conservatism is an ideology, and ideology stretches from political beliefs to family beliefs to how you live your life. And the two major parts of an ideology are your family beliefs and how you live your life, because that is actually what affects the world the most. Your political beliefs only affect really how you vote. And I mean, yeah, that's really important, but it's not as effective as your family and personal activities. So their political beliefs are generally conservative, but everything else isn't. They're very, very liberal, and they claim to be conservative. And so the question is, how do they claim to be conservative, and how come we haven't heard about them before? Well, you have heard about them before. We're talking about Andrew Tate right now. Andrew Tate is not conservative. He is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a conservative. If you're curious who Andrew Tate is, which I know some of you might be, just don't look him up. He's a Muslim. He's a very staunch, or he claims to be a very staunch Muslim. He claims to go to the mosque. He claims to worship Allah, but none of his actual beliefs reflect that. So to put this into consideration, when you're Muslim, you can only have technically, you're only supposed to have one wife, but there are many who have multiple wives. You're supposed to have kids. So only one wife. You're supposed to have kids. You're supposed to be involved in the family, right? Correct. You're also technically not supposed to beat up women, although a lot of Muslims do that. You're not supposed to, but they kind of ignore that. So Andrew Tate is like the opposite of Islam. He claims to be a Muslim. He isn't a Muslim. It's just something he claims to be because it's a religion, and if you follow religion, that makes you more popular for some reason. He has no wife, and he claims to have kids in the multiple digits. So he claims to have at least 10 kids, and he has never been married. And all of those kids come from different women. That is what he openly claims. And I'm not just saying this from a conspiracy theorist perspective. This is literally what he claims. He claims to have multiple kids from multiple women. And so it's like, okay, are you really conservative if you do that? I mean, you can be conservative and Muslim. That's completely compatible. But you cannot be conservative and fake Muslim like that. And Andrew Tate is even more concerning among young men. Andrew Tate is the face of masculinity. Young conservative men are going to Andrew Tate for advice on money, on marriage, on how to have kids, on all of this type of stuff. He is not an ideal, he's not an ideal idol for kids. He's not an ideal person to look up to. Andrew Tate is the exact opposite of what you want your kids to look up to. So if you have young kids, I highly suggest you keep them away from Andrew Tate and from what he teaches. He is not okay. He is not good. Every single thing Andrew Tate does is to gain popularity for himself. All he cares about is to gain his own popularity, build up his own name, build up his own finances, and earn money. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about Islam. He doesn't care about people. He doesn't care about the women he does stuff with. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. And if he has kids, he doesn't even care about his own kids. So let's go over what exactly this new ideology Tate is. So Andrew Tate is trending again on social media, and we'll get to why later. There's a very reasonable explanation to why he actually gets trending a lot. But as always, he posted a very controversial post on X. And X is kind of like the one place where you post everything controversial and that's it. So I'm going to read you the tweet here, and I'm going to skip the words that we don't need to say. Dear white men, you're bleep. You're being replaced because none of you have children. Even those of you bleeping about replacement online, like little girls, don't find blah, blah, blah. Don't find the gumption to do stuff with women. Wait, okay, yep. I see white men bragging about having five kids as if it's an achievement, lol. Which, by the way, having five kids is an excellent achievement. If you have five kids, Like, congratulations. I applaud you. Five? Lol. Per year, right? Oh, all you white boys lost control of your women, and now they won't accept multiple wives anymore. Now they tell you they don't want kids anymore. One's enough. They don't want to do their job, their God-given job anymore. No, they want Instagram likes instead. By the way, he lowercased God, just further proving he is not a Muslim. So your genetic potential is stumped by the whims of some singular female. Any female who takes 9 whole months to grow a single baby. Other races have multiple ovens for bread. And then he says a bad word that I'm not even going to say. Some bleep is screaming at you about loyalty, and you're sitting there saying, yes, baby. And I'll summarize this next paragraph because it says a lot of bad words, but basically the next paragraph is about him insulting white men for doing things like watching porn and whatnot. And I mean, that's a valid criticism. In today's society, a lot of people do that, and that's not good. So, good, he has one bit of valid criticism right there, but the whole rest of this tweet isn't good. This is a pattern you see with Andrew Tate. In all of his super controversial long-form tweets, you'll read them, and you'll see one or two good things, and then a bazillion bad things. So when you read through the tweets, and you try to argue with him on those tweets, he will go out and say, oh, you just hate everything I said. He's like, no, I hated the most of what you said, but there were two or three things in there that were good. But everything else is just garbage. So basically, he notices the right problem, but he addresses it the wrong way. Oh no, I couldn't get another woman pregnant. My wife would kill me. Yeah, she probably would. And that's a good thing. Because you're not supposed to marry multiple people. Get married to one wife. Don't get divorced. Polygamy is wrong. It's really easy. Total losers. Soon your race will be nothing more than a few pages in a history book. A lesson on what happens when you bleep the female psyche so hard they're obsessed with money and social media as opposed to being one of many baby factories for a king. This is literally the most extreme thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It is not conservative. It really isn't. I know liberals will say, oh, that's the conservative view. It's not conservative. The idea of having no wife and going out with multiple women and just spawning children out from multiple women for the sake of you, for your own glory, and not even caring how you treat the women, that's not conservative. That ideology has been around for ages, yes. Every ideology has been around for ages. But it's been on the rise again lately. And the idea is, you can't control me, which is a liberal ideology. This is a leftist ideology. This is not a conservative. So if you're conservative at heart and you're a Christian and you watch Andrew Tate, I'm asking you right now to stop. Because Andrew Tate is not some sort of idol to look at. He really isn't. He's not a good figure. He's not someone to take advice from. Everything he's done in his life is for himself. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your money. We'll get to this later. He does have a somewhat decent amount of money, but we'll get to this later. Basically, everything he does is for a pyramid scheme. That's it. And I keep saying we'll get to it later, but it's big. It's pretty big. 30 children minimum for the Dons. White people, go talk to your best friend wife about what to do this weekend. Maybe you can take a nice walk around IKEA. Enjoy Extinction. So he's racist, first of all. He only addressed white people. And this, by the way, this tweet has a community note on it, which is like the new fact check for Twitter, except it's done by actual people on X. So I, for example, can post a community note on a tweet that's incorrect. But I didn't need to for this one because someone already did it. It says, fertility rates have been falling in all parts of the world and among all races. The fertility rate of non-whites has fallen more than that of whites. Which basically says, it's not just whites that are coming into this problem of lower fertility rates. And this is, so basically, Andrew Tate's a racist, okay? He's a racist, he's an extremist, he's a leftist. Everything he does is for himself. So let's talk about his money, because you would think if everything he does is to up his own image and to up his own money, he would be super rich, right? Well, he's not. He claims to be a trillionaire. He's definitely not. He's not even a billionaire. So when I looked up how rich Andrew Tate is, I came up with multiple different answers, and the common answer for what people perceive him to be is $350 million, which is quite a lot of money. And then something recent happened. So when he was arrested in Romania, they also took a lot of his assets. And these are assets literally owned by him. And it's a lot less than $350 million. He has a cool Bugatti. That's about it. So according to the Jerusalem Post, his net worth is around $10 million. But that's not the end. His net worth is $10 million combined between him and his brother, Tristan Tate. Combined. It's not that, oh, you have $10 million on your own and your brother has around $15 million. No, it's combined. So let's put this into some perspective for a little bit here. $10 million is, yes, a lot of money, and it's net worth. So it's all of your assets and all of your cash minus your liabilities. That's your net worth. $10 million net worth combined between two people? That's not that much. I mean, it's more than the average person, but for a rich person, that's not that much. Two people. And they're not in the same, they're not technically a, they don't register taxes together because they're not married, obviously. They're both men and they're not for gay marriage. $10 million. So let's put this into perspective in terms of a business. If a business was run by two people and they were the only two employees, let's say it's a software business, and the business's net worth was $10 million, I would think that you're starting up or that you're in decline. Because a $10 million net worth for even a company in terms of software, for example, is not that much. So $10 million, no. It's tiny for a rich person. I mean, obviously, I don't have $10 million. But for the amount that Andrew Tate claims to be, Andrew Tate claims to be a trillionaire. Most people perceive him to be $350 millionaire. But he's not even that. He's $10 millionaire. Which, sure, yeah, you can buy a lot of cool stuff with that. That's a lot of money. But compared to what he says it is, it's not even close. Everything he does is a lie and a pyramid scheme. Every single thing. So he has this new thing. Well, I don't know if it's new, but he has a new program in this thing called Hustlers University. And you might think, well, Hustlers University, isn't that like a cool university in the Middle East somewhere? No, it's an online university and it's not even real. Andrew Tate runs it. And it doesn't give you a real degree. You don't learn anything useful. It's supposed to teach you how to become rich and how to treat women, although Andrew Tate shouldn't be the one teaching you how to treat women. He's treats them like objects, which they are not. And he shouldn't be teaching you how to get rich either because he only has a $10 million net worth. He hasn't even proven that he can get rich yet. $10 million net worth is like, if you're trying to teach people how to get rich, just read the Rich Dad Poor Dad book. It's free on Spotify Premium. And it's a lot more informative than going to Hustlers University. So Hustlers University does not generate very much money. But what it does do is it generates a lot of popularity for Andrew Tate. And the reason why is because when you take the courses on there, you are required to post videos or audio files or something about Andrew Tate on social media quite often. And so that means that every once in a while, he will be trending on social media, which is exactly why he is trending again on social media. It's literally a pyramid scheme. Everything is designed to get him popularity and to get him money. Andrew Tate is not your ideal person. He is not your ideal role model. Andrew Tate is not a good human being. And I really hope he goes to prison for the rest of his life because he has done quite a few crimes, including videotaping porn, which is how he earned some of his money before he even started online. Which, by the way, it's kind of funny. He goes around talking to everyone that pornography is wrong, and that doing things in front of pornography is wrong, and watching anime for the sake of pornography is wrong, and all that kind of stuff, which he's right. All of that is wrong. And then he literally made his original fortune of, what, $1, $2 million by filming that stuff. And he has never once gone out against it, other than what he says online. It's like what he says is online is, listen to what I'm saying, but don't do what I'm doing. He's not a good human being. He really isn't. Everything he does is a lie. It's all a pyramid scheme. Every last little bit of it. So it's really not good, okay? If you look up to Andrew Tate as a role model, please stop. Like, there's a lot of other great people you can look up to that have, they don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to be rich to be a good human being. But they have a family, they have a successful family. So a dad, a mom, a few kids. They're happy. They're Christian. That is a role model. Not how much money you have, not how much you can convince people that you're correct on things. Not your role model is not someone who goes out against the left except isn't against the left. Andrew Tate pretends he's a fighter for the right, fighting against the left. He's not. He's literally part of the left. He literally is. The idea of having multiple wives or even not even getting married and just doing things with any woman you want is a leftist view, not conservative. So masculinity is being twisted by the right and the left. The far right, anyway. Gender for the left has become like a confusing topic. If I say I'm a man, people, and I'm not joking, someone has asked me this before, people will be like, "Well, how do you know you're a man?" And it's a pretty simple answer. So first of all, the doctors gave me on my birth certificate the name male. And they didn't just go pick a random one. They picked it because my chromosomes are XY. And so that means I'm a man. It's how it works. So I don't understand why leftist people think it's confusing. It really isn't. It's one of the most simple, basic God-created things in existence. And people on the right are way too simple about it. Way too simple. It's they went they, in their attempt to attack the left and to deny the left a victory, they went way too far to the right that they actually did a loop and ended up back on the left. That is what they've done. They have outflanked the left on the left. They claim that it doesn't matter who you marry. In fact, don't get married because women want so many different things. So just don't get married. Instead, just treat women like objects and beat them if they don't listen to you and have 50 trillion kids. Who even cares? We have a fertility problem anyway, so more kids the better, right? No, this isn't how this works, okay? I understand. I'm not a father. I'm still a 19-year-old kid. I'm not even married. So who am I to be talking to you guys about what it's like to have a family? Well, I might not have one. What I do have is history. So when you look at history, and I love looking at history because what it does is it proves things correct or incorrect. That is why I love history. I don't like how some people teach it though, because some people teach it as if it's an ideology, but it's not. So let's look at history real quick. What were all the societies that followed the Andrew Tate way of thinking? The societies that said you don't need a dad active in the kids' lives. You don't need only one wife. You can marry as many people as you want and have as many kids with as many different women as you want. What were the societies that did that? Well, first of all, there's Sodom, then there's the Gomorrah, then there's Syria, then there's Babylon, then there's Israel toward its later years, then there's ancient Egypt. All of those societies collapsed. Every single one of them collapsed. Every single society that followed the Andrew Tate way of thinking has collapsed and no longer exists in the way it used to exist. Egypt is not like ancient Egypt anymore. Israel is nothing like ancient Israel. Assyria is nothing like modern-day Syria and Iraq and Iran. Babylon, I don't even know what Babylon was. I think that Babylon was like around the Saudi Arabia, Iraq type area, but they don't even exist anymore. These nations, they fell. There might be modern nations with their same name. But they're not the same anymore. They collapsed. So the reaction from the far right has gone so far, it has literally become the far left. More further left than the leftists. And that's saying something because it's ridiculous. I mean, even the left isn't that crazy. And they are crazy. Thinking that a man can become a woman just by cutting yourself up. And then thinking it's beautiful, and then everyone else has to call you the way you want to be called. This is not how that works. I mean, that is a crazy way of thinking. The world does not revolve around you. If you cut yourself up, you will suffer the consequences for that. If you don't like the consequences for it, you should not have done it. It's pretty simple, basic human way of thinking. Everything you do has consequences. Think about that before you do it. Now for the far right, my criticism for them is stop. Literally stop. You have become nothing better than the left. In fact, you're worse. You're teaching conservative kids who are looking up to someone, who need someone to teach them how to raise a family, how to become financially stable. And instead, they're going after Andrew Tate, who claims to be conservative, but doesn't want you to get married, doesn't want you to have kids with only one person, doesn't want you to be involved in your family. That is not the way you go. That's my criticism for the far right. So if you're on the far right and you're looking at Andrew Tate as a role model, stop. Immediately stop and turn around. Look at the way you came and trace your steps back before it's too late. The reason why we need a dad involved in every single one of his kids' lives is because when you don't, the kids won't learn the things the dad teaches the way you want them to learn it. For example, something a dad teaches would be hard work, a work ethic, that type of thing, or how to raise a family, or how to grill outside with like hot dogs and burgers. That's extremely important, by the way. If you don't teach your kids how to grill on burgers, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's pretty important. How to grill, how to smoke, all that stuff is amazing. It's necessary, you know? So there are these things that you need to learn. And the dad is also given the role by God to teach the kids about God. And if you don't teach any of your kids about any of that stuff because you're not involved in their life, they will learn it from someone else. And that someone else might have completely different viewpoints than you. So your kids will become unrecognizable in your own eyes. This isn't something you want. For the conservatives who like Andrew Tate, that is not something you want. You want to look at your kids and be like, yes, you physically look like me, and your ideology is similar to my own. You both look like me, in both body and spirit. I can see my own reflection and God's reflection above all in you. That is what you want when you look at your kids. So those who follow Andrew Tate, you're going down the wrong path, and you need to change it now. Andrew Tate is wrong. The far right and the left are both liberals. They both are confused. They are both wrong. The only way to save society is not to have a million kids with a million different women, but to have as many kids as you are able to with one woman, a person you marry, and you're involved with your kids. That's called the nuclear family. That is the only way to save a society. That's basically the end of this episode. I'm not a fan of Andrew Tate. I really don't like him at all. Everything he teaches is wrong somehow. Everything he says. He says a few things that are correct, which is simply the identifying the problem. He identifies the problem correctly, but he gives the wrong solution all the time. I don't think he's ever came up with a correct solution in his life. So I'm a huge critic of Andrew Tate. I used to like him. I was once a high school man who was part of the Trump cult, and I loved Andrew Tate. I literally thank God that I'm no longer a part of that, because it's gotten crazy. And Andrew Tate is not a role model. Donald Trump certainly isn't a role model. These people, look, if you're looking for a way to learn how to get rich in a moral way, first read the Bible, then read Rich Dad Poor Dad, or listen to it as an audiobook for free on Spotify Premium. It's a super good book. I would highly suggest it. I recommend it a lot. I've listened to it. It's really good. If you're looking for a way, or if you're looking for morals to learn, and how to run your family and how to live your life, there's this really good book. It's been around for around 2,000 years and it has never been disproven. Everything in it is true. I call it the Bible. I don't know what you call it. So if you're looking for morals and how to live your life, turn to God. Pray, read the Bible. That's how this works. That's what can save society. You don't save society with more insanity. That only burns it faster. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll catch you all later. God bless you. Adios.